from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Fesco in the morning, Dusty Lagos, Bob Fesco, Mac Morning with you on a rainy but cool Thursday. 67 degrees right now and nice. Some rain falling from the sky.
Wish it was 2 degrees warmer myself.
I don't have to worry about watering the old tomato plants today. Kind of love that. Save on that water bill.
You're lucky you get to have the tomatoes in your yard. I was reading something yesterday that says now if you buy produce wrapped in plastic, you're ingesting rocket fuel.
Mm. Last time I had rocket fuel was in Colorado.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it was called. I said, take me to the moon. Boy, I was there and back, and it wasn't a fake moon landing. I can promise you that.
What kind of tomatoes are you growing?
Big beef.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You got
the
any
best.
Yet?
I've had two. I've got about 6 or 8 that are just waiting to turn red, and then they get plucked off, and I make BLTs and tomatoes and cottage cheese. Ooh. I'm so excited.
Okay.
Oh, man, I love tomatoes and cottage cheese.
I'll take your word for it.
You just can't eat cottage cheese?
I don't mind cottage cheese. I used to eat it with fruit, but people, like my wife, is like, I put pepper on it. Like,
oh, yeah. God. I'll put so much pepper on it, it looks like you ashed a damn cigar on top of it for an hour.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Why do you put pepper on cottage? I never understood that. Like, to me, it was always just fruit.
Big pepper guy.
Or just eat it by yourself, right?
Big pepper guy. I can also take a tub of cottage cheese and Fritos scoops and just eat it.
Oh, gosh.
Oh,
God.
My.
I just don't like cottage cheese.
Oh, God. Cheese Lord.
I don't
love cheese.
I don't
not
mind
a cheese
it.
I hate.
I could eat cottage cheese, but I mean, I'm just like, I don't know that, you know, I want pepper on it. But I asked my friend Paul last night, which does keep better, curds or whey? So now that we're talking about the cottage cheese, which do you think keeps better, the curds or the whey of that cottage cheese?
Mm. Yeah, I don't know. Culver's cheese curds, that'll get you. You go to the moon, make sure you stop on the way there get some of those.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Mac.
Oh, yeah.
Brioche cottage cheese.
I think I'm getting closer and closer to my prediction on Brandon Ayuk. I feel like he's going to probably stay in San Francisco. But again, all of a sudden, the team that was the first team out is now the team that's in. And I saw this report yesterday from Andrew Filippone, who's a Pittsburgh guy, keeps pretty tapped into these things. And he had mentioned that it is almost a done deal that he's going to go to Pittsburgh. We talked yesterday, if he goes to Pittsburgh, who do they send over? You guys both agree that it's not going to be George Pickens, but it's probably going to be some sort of like massive deal that involves picks. There's no other people out there currently that are really interested in Brandon Ayuk. I don't know if this is like a Brandon Ayuk thing. I don't know if this is a money thing. I think it's all the above.
People are realizing that if you pay $30 million to a wide receiver, you're probably doing it wrong. And nobody wants to scratch that check right about now for a wide receiver because the Chiefs have shown you don't need to do that when you have a good quarterback. Now, Pittsburgh, in a different situation, obviously they don't have Patrick Mahomes and they'd like to get some weapons around, whether it's Russell Wilson or Justin Fields. I don't blame them for doing that. But, like, if you're Pittsburgh right now, I'm not offering anything. There's nobody bidding against me. Here's a fifth-round pick.
Mac, you've got an opinion on this that you think that this could be something that the 49ers will regret?
I think this would be a big mistake for San Francisco, and I know that's probably kind of like, wait, what? They got McCaffrey. They got Kittle. They got that new rookie, Ricky Pearsall. I mean, Deebo Samuel's one of the best. I think Ayuk's the best pure wide receiver, frankly, other than the Juwan Jennings, the only pure wide receiver on that whole team. He can win on the sidelines. He can win in the middle of the field. He's their best route runner, intermediate, deep passes. I think he opens up everything for him. If you look at the on-off numbers, some of those advanced stats, everything without Ayuk goes down, especially for Brock Purdy. I think he's been Brock's best friend. And, you know, Kittle's another year older. He can't win it. CMC, he's a running back. Yeah, he can win in the pass game. He can't do it all. Deebo, he's an athlete more than a wide receiver. I think he's the key. He's the biggest piece of the puzzle in San Francisco. I think they'll really regret it if they get rid of him.
Well, we'll see. I mean, I think it's going to be a good test to really see where Brock Purdy is. If I'm Brock Purdy right now, I'm probably a little nervous about that.
Yeah.
Not going to lie, that's because, you know, like right now he's looked at as a good quarterback by some in the NFL. There's a good chance that if Brandon Ayuk leaves that team, Brock Purdy's not as good, and then all of a sudden he's the emperor walking around with no clothes on, and everybody realizes, oh my God, we made a major mistake here. Brock Purdy was good because of the circumstances that were around him. He wasn't elevating the performance of those guys. Those guys were elevating his performance, and I think that's the difference between Patrick Mahomes. He elevates people around him. I don't know that Brock Purdy elevates guys around him. Now, if they get rid of Brandon Ayuk and Brock Purdy has a good year, then fine. I was wrong. Brock Purdy's a good quarterback, but I think Brock Purdy's probably got to be the most nervous guy out there thinking that if they take away this weapon from me, what's that going to do for me? And is it going to show that I'm not as good a quarterback as I'm right now with Brandon Ayuk on this team?
Two things out of this. One, do you understand the reference of the no clothes and the prince? Was he said the emperor with no clothes?
Yeah.
I just didn't know. I do love that story.
It's a great story.
The other one is, this is also hilarious because beggars can't be choosers, correct? Kimberly Martin on GetUp. Quote, I'm told after talking to multiple sources that Brandon Ayuk did not want to play for the Patriots, and he does not want to play for the
Browns.
That's right. And that's interesting because both of those teams made significant offers to get
at $30 million a year.
And then he said no.
Not interested. Do you want to play for either of those teams?
Which I find this interesting because it sounds like he's talking at both sides of his mouth. I want to get paid, but I want to win.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right? And it's like,
exactly.
Well, the best
one or the other.
The best case to win is in San Francisco, but it might come with a little bit of less money than you're thinking. So it comes to the
probably
question at the end of the day.
Less money.
What do you want most? Do you want to win or do you want to make money? And I think if you take the Patrick Mahomes route or the Tyreek Hill route, if you win, then the money comes. And that's, I think, the recipe that a lot of people don't realize, because if you win, you're notified more, you're more alert, you're more on people's radar, you're more on television, you're more seen. And you look at when Patrick Mahomes first got here, and I'm not trying to say that Brandon Ayuk and Patrick Mahomes have similar storylines, but they do in this regards of when Patrick Mahomes first got here, you remember how many times we were told that he was turning down like endorsements and turning them down and turning them down? He's like waiting. Mm-hmm. And then you saw after winning a couple of Super Bowls, he's getting BioSteel and Adidas and Oakley and Coors Light.
Literally everything, yeah.
That's like major market brand.
Right.
You got to win first. And Brandon Ayuk is good. He's talented. I understand that there's some people that just get paid out of the wazoo. But you're not Justin Jefferson. I'm sorry. You're not Jamar Chase. You're not CeeDee Lamb. You're not Tyreek Hill.
What do all those guys have in common? Not much winning.
No, but they got paid. I mean, Tyreek Hill's won a lot.
Other than Hill, but he's the only one with a Super Bowl ring in that group.
Right. But the thing is that they're a level above him, but he wants that money. I understand shoot for the stars and try to get it. But again, like, if you're turning down teams that are giving you what you want, it tells me that you really care more about winning. And it's at the end of the day, it's like, well, which one is it? It can't be this and that. It's got to be one or the other.
You don't win with wide receivers in this league, right? It's been proven. You win with quarterbacks in this league. And if you don't have a good quarterback, then you have to surround your guy with some weapons. And that's where we're talking about, you know, with Brock Purdy. Do you believe in him? If you believe that Brock Purdy is a legit quarterback that can win you games by himself, then there's no reason to spend any money whatsoever on Brandon Ayuk. And that's where the Chiefs are right now. They believe Patrick Mahomes will elevate everybody. He will win them games. We're not going to spend money on wide receivers. All of these wide receivers that have cashed in, go look at, you know, the success that they've had on the field. It's not there. And I know Patrick and the Chiefs have dominated, so it's tough for anybody to knock down the door, but a wide receiver signing has not created a Super Bowl champion for anybody. Like, you thought maybe Tyreek Hill would do that in Miami. Has not done that in Miami. As great as Justin Jefferson, and not there. out there in Cincinnati. They haven't won a Super Bowl yet, right? Like, it's all predicated on the play of the quarterback. And so when people go out and spend all this fool's gold on wide receivers and think that's going to change the face of their franchise and make them winners again, I look and I say, who's under center for you right now? Because if you don't have the right guy under center and you're spending $30 million on a wide receiver, you're setting your fan base up for expectations that aren't going to be realized.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at newbalance.com.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.